بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن، علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم، فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم، وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر، ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل، ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد، تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها، كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, yesterday we were discussing certain laws pertaining to the injunctions of fasting, and we stopped at the middle of the verse. Inshallah, today we will complete that verse. So Allah subhanahu, just to give the translation quickly of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the nights of fasting, Allah has now made lawful sexual relations with one spouse. Allah says, they are a clothing unto you and you are a clothing unto them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well that you used to be disloyal to yourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relented to you and forgave you. He pardoned you. Allah says that now have sexual relations with them. And by doing that, seek that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you. In the current part of the verse, Allah says, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers to eat and drink until the white thread becomes distinct for you from the black thread, until the white thread of dawn becomes distinct for you from the black thread. Here, what does this mean, the white thread and the black thread? The white thread of dawn actually refers to the brightness or the light at the break of dawn. That light we see at the break of dawn, that refers to the white thread, and the black thread actually refers to the darkness of the night. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when it is dark at night, no problem, you may eat, you may drink. But when the break of dawn comes, then a person has to stop eating, has to stop drinking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that light of dawn, Allah refers to it by calling it the white thread of dawn. Initially, when this verse was revealed, it was revealed up to the part of min al-fajri. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the riwayat comes in Sahihain, Bukhari and Muslim, from the Sahabi Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, when we heard this verse, we took this verse on its literal sense, and we understood that there must be a white thread and a black thread, and one must become clear from the other. So they would eat at night, and what they would do was, they would take two threads of cotton, a white thread of cotton and a black thread of cotton, and they would tie these two threads onto their legs, and one to the right leg, one to the left leg, and they would eat the entire night until the white thread becomes clear, or it becomes distinct to them from the black thread. But the problem in doing that was, they would sometimes then go into after dawn break and they would still be eating. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, that that is not the meaning. You don't take this verse on its literal sense. Rather, the meaning of the white thread refers to the light at dawn break. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the part min al-fajri. So eat and drink until the white thread referring to the light at dawn break becomes distinct to you from the black thread, which is the darkness of the night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now start the fast and continue with the fast right up to the night, that is till ghurubu shams, till the sun sets. Thumma atimu siyama ila layl, complete your fasting till the night, that is till ghurubu shams, till the sun sets. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one more ruling for those who are now in i'tikaf in the masjid. Allah says, wala tubashiruhunna wa antum aakifuna fil masajid. Then do not have relations with your spouses when you are making i'tikaf in the masajid. We see in the previous part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during the nights of fasting, Allah had allowed eating, drinking and having relations with one spouse. But when it comes to i'tikaf, during the nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows one to drink and eat. but one to eat and drink. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits one from having relations with one's spouse during i'tikaf. So this is the difference between i'tikaf and the nights of i'tikaf and the nights of just ordinary normal fasting. Allah says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. That if you are making i'tikaf in the masjid, then do not have any relations with one's spouse. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Why that verse was revealed? Of course, person may say that in person is in i'tikaf in the masjid, not allowed to come out of the masjid. But there was this incident where a person came out of the masjid and he was going out for some need, some haja, and he saw his spouse, and then from there he did whatever a person does with his wife. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this verse, that that is not regarded as a need, a haja. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next part of the verse, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. That these are the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not come near these boundaries, because you will then cross them. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah says like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains His verses and His verses for the people, so that they may have taqwa fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَخْرِ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.